The Ministry of Health has set up a technical committee to examine problems and genuine concerns being raised about different course content, entry requirements, as well as discrimination in employment opportunities for both public and private nursing trainees. Speaking to Radio Ghana's George Ankra, the Public Relations Officer of the Ministry, Tony Goodman, however, explained that public and private health training institutions use the same syllables, entry requirements, and are given equal employment opportunities on merit. He said what is also important are the grades obtained by applicants for the different training programs available.
All nursing training colleges accredited by National Accreditation Board and regulated by the Nursing and Midwifery Council have the same entry qualification and they all write the same exams. We don't have separate exams for private nurses and separate exams for public nurses. We don't have nursing schools in the country practicing different subjects or offering different subjects to others. They all do the same thing and they all write the same exam. So there is no substandard when it comes to that profession, with the exception of the schools who are not accredited by the National Accreditation Board and are not being regularized or regulated by Nursing and Midwifery Council.
And now that some of the schools are being exposed that they are not doing the right thing in terms of content of courses, what is the ministry doing to ensure that those who are in those institutions are not unduly taken out of the course?
The Ministry of Health, realizing these challenges, have now dedicated an agency to look at nursing training in this country. That unit is called the Health Training Institution. It's a secretariat established by the Honorable Minister for Health, Honorable Lesley Bafia, to have oversight responsibility of the various nursing schools and also have some discussion with the various universities and bring all of this under some universities so that those universities can mentor some of the nursing schools we have. And this is happening. When you go to Kolebu now, by next week, we'll start selling or offering forms for BSc nursing. We are also going to have same for other nursing schools like the what we call the perioperative nursing. We also have for the ophthalmic nursing in Kolebu. Other schools are running degree programs. This was something put together by the ministry, realizing that course content and other things are becoming an issue, and it's really working. Now, the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology is supervising most of the schools, and they are setting some of those exams for these schools to write. So we have identified and we are working towards improving that particular standard. So yes, we are dealing with it.
What of the entry requirements? Are they the same? And do they have equal opportunities when it comes to employment into health facility?
Yes, when you have C from A, C6, you can do the diploma nursing or the registered nursing, the registered midwifery program, and registered psychiatric program. You can do those ones. But if you fall below these grades and have 7 or E8, which is also a pass mark, you can do the certificate program, which is the health assistant clinical program. You can also do the community health program, which is also a certificate program, and other auxiliary courses under the Ministry of Health. It is not equal opportunity, but your grade determines which program you can offer in the nursing college.
On cholera, Mr. Goodman said more education is needed to address the issue.
After recording this one case at Achimota Hospital, the ministry commissioned the Ghana Health Service Public Health Division to do further investigation to see whether we still have some cases in town, whether there is likelihood to have a spread of what just happened. I can confirm to you that I came last night and it is good. We don't have any further threat. What we just have to be doing now is to continue increasing what we call the public sensitization program. Let people know that washing their hand is the best thing. Trying to clean our environment, cleaning our plates and cutleries before we eat, washing our bowls, telling our children to wash their hands periodically with soap, running water, it's the best. If we continue doing that, this is the only way we can prevent cholera from killing us. Because as you are aware, 2014, 2015, cholera killed 200 Ghanaians. This is what we want to avoid. So the best way, and what we are doing as a ministry, we have begun our campaign. We are letting people know that cholera is real. And it's time for us to take our health care into our own hands and be responsible for our health care.